Jesus, thank you for this rejoicing, Lord, that only you can put in our hearts today. God, thank you, Lord, that your Son and that love wherewith we are loved is so real. Thank you, Lord, by your grace we've received. And Lord, it touches us, God, and continues to move us along, Lord Jesus. And Lord, help us to hear the word of the Lord today. God, let us not be distracted. Lord, let us just again enter into this time of fellowship with you. Lord, that by your Spirit, we're sitting at the well, and praise the Lord, your Spirit is ministering these things to us this morning. And Lord, all the things of your Son, oh, he's brought them. He's brought all of them. Lord, let us just put out our wrists and let him put the bracelets on and let him put the earrings upon us today, Lord God. And let him minister, Lord, that proposal. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Lord, thank you for that wonderful word of encouragement to us. And God, that is the changing glory in our lives, to receive the marvelous love of God. And it's all in your word, Lord. Let us have that ear, God, you've given it. Let us hear today the beauty of your Son. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. And, you know, last week, praise God, we began rejoicing in this marvelous verse, this testimony of a life that follows Paul as he followed Christ. Praise his name. Let's go ahead and read verse 12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation, our life, our abiding in the world, and more abundantly to you word. Now, praise God. Brothers and sisters, the glorious thanksgiving to God that by grace alone we're abiding till he come in a life of simplicity and godly sincerity. And last week we entered into the first half of this. We rejoiced in the beauty of the simplicity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're so thankful that we saw in that simplicity, it had a twofold meaning. First and foremost, the one thing, the oneness of it all. Isn't it wonderful, praise God, when your life is just about Christ? That it truly is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then how that took us so magnificently to that second meaning of that word simplicity. It means freedom. It means liberty. And what liberty, and really the only liberty that you'll ever live in your life, the time you'll be free from the cares of this life, is when by the grace of God you live that one thing. And I'm talking about especially the one thing, as Paul said, the one thing that I do, what did he say there in Philippians? The one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Isn't that something? All those things which are behind. But then it changed and reaching forth to those things that are before us. Amen? Pressing by the grace of God. And in the grace of God, that's not my own work. Again, I understand I'm his workmanship. So I press in grace. I press on in the mercy of the Lord. You know why? Because I need all that mercy and grace. And he's given me all that mercy and grace. And I'll tell you what, it buffets me. It comforts me. It encourages me. It captivates me. When I'm too high, praise God, it'll settle me down. Hallelujah! When I'm too low, praise God, he says, now son, let's eat and rise up. Praise God. And thank the Lord for that freedom that he gives us. The freedom from the cares of this life. The freedom from my past. Praise the Lord. Come on now. You can say thank you, Jesus. the freedom, praise God, from guilt, from sorrow. Amen. Freedom, praise God, from all of those things. Praise His name. Because my life is about the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's it. So, now we move on today to godly sincerity. Now you think about sincerity, and oh, I love to think about sincerity. And I'll tell you, it all comes from Him, because I'll tell you what, He is serious with us. He's very serious. I love how in His seriousness it's such a joy. But I'll tell you what, you're loved with a godly jealousy. He's a jealous God. He absolutely adores you. You're the apple of His eye. Isn't that amazing? My, oh my. He knows my ways, but as we started today, and yet He still adores me. Now that is a lover, praise His name. But you think about that sincerity. That sincerity is not hypocritical, is it? And the sincerity and godly sincerity in our lives, brothers and sisters, means that it's genuine. It's authentic. It's pure. I was thinking how the Lord presses our heart. It doesn't behave one way in certain environments and another way in other environments. It doesn't behave a certain way around certain people and another way around other people. And the reason is because what we're talking about in this sincerity is true love. You know what true love is? True love's faithful. True love is faithful. Now, follow me on this, because this true love that's faithful, I'll tell you, sometimes it can get to be in something that we get pretty weighty in. But Paul commended the Philippian saints. He said to them, you know what? You guys are even more on fire for God when I'm away than when I'm around you. So there was that sincerity there that was genuine. There was that love, praise God, that wasn't just in the presence of Paul, but was in the presence, praise the Lord, of the Lord. It was faithful because it was love. Now, again, we're not perfect in a sense of without failure. We make mistakes. There's times that, I'm going to tell you something, I do not abide faithful. But thanks be to God, I'm always in love. I'm thankful to the Lord by His grace. I've always known that He has loved me. I thank God by His grace. I knew that even when my love had exhausted, when I had made horrible choices in my life, that was a love that would never, ever let me go. It was a love that only drew more nigh to me. It was a love that only encouraged me more and didn't leave me alone. No, you're never alone, son. And there'd been times in my life that truly, as Brother David said, though I make my bed in hell, oh, you're there in the midst with me. Oh, hallelujah. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And that is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, that is this godly sincerity we're talking about. It's genuine. It's authentic. It's pure. It's real. It ain't fake. Amen? He loves us. Get real with that. Get genuine with that. Be sincere in that love. Praise God. And then, hallelujah, you'll begin to settle down in a life that truly lives godly sincerity with Him. You see, brothers and sisters, this word, hallelujah, sincere, it comes from two words, sinny and sere. Sinny means without, and sere, believe it or not, means honeycomb. It means without the honeycomb. It means pure honey. That's what sincere is pure honey. Sincerity, brothers and sisters, is nothing mixed in, nothing's held back. Sincere is only truth in love. Sincere is only the sincere meat of the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Sincere, that is what true love is. And true love is in love with truth. You love the word of God? Don't you love the word of God? I love the Word of God. Not only is there nothing like it, it's the only thing. Matter of fact, the Word of God says it's the only thing that will ever continue on forever. Everything will pass away, but the Word of the Lord endures forever. And I thank God because the Word of God is infallible. The Word of God is true. The Word of God and God cannot lie. So it's always telling you the truth. Isn't that something? Even when this body and this mind and these things that go on in our life tell us otherwise. You know, I'm too stupid. I don't have wisdom in this. But yet the Lord tells me in His Word, I've been made unto you all wisdom. Who am I going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Huh? You get to a place and you say, well, there's no way, I can't. But yet the Lord tells me I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Amen? Come on now, is that truth? I believe it is. But again, who do we yield our ears to hear? Are we hearing lie or are we hearing truth? And this again is this, praise God, godly sincerity. Get sincere about the Word of God. See, godly sincerity, we think this sincerity has to come from me. It's the grace of God that's with me. Isn't that what we read in the verse? That it's because of the grace of God, didn't he say that? That we would live a life of simplicity and godly sincerity by the grace of God. It has to be given, amen? Amen. And he's given it, amen? Amen. Take it. Take it. See, you're boggled down in your strength and your effort. No. The sincerity is Him. He's sincere about me. This godly sincerity, this godly love is sincere about me. This power beyond, praise God, is sincere about me. Amen? Kind of turns it around in the right way. It's all from above. It all flows down. That's what grace does. It comes down. Hallelujah. He's ministering to me. I like this. Praise the Lord. Now, I love that. Praise His name. You think about sincere worship, you know, not in word only, but in deed and in truth. And I so thank God. You know, oftentimes you get there thinking, oh, I'm nothing. But yet you're thinking about the Lord. And you don't think you really have a joy. But some odd duck comes up to you and starts to inquire about your little life. Can you tell me? Tell you what? No, can you tell me about that joy that I perceive? Can you tell me about that peace, hallelujah, that I see? You know, I worked with you all these years, and you know what? I don't hear much murmuring. Matter of fact, when boss so-and-so comes down here and starts to bring hell itself into this workplace, I even see you maybe looking up saying, thank you, Jesus. Huh? But see, that's in deed and in truth. Praise God. I thank the Lord that we can preach the Word of God. But how much more so that we can have this life, this living of godly sincerity. Amen? That truly for me to live is Christ. But see, that's just the point of it all. There has to be a joy there that someone would perceive in you. And what is that joy? Well, we've been talking about it all day. It's love. See, when you're in love, there's a joy. Love isn't predicated on how much you have materially, what you have in a sense of achievements in your life or anything. And I'm talking about true, sincere, the pinnacle of that love. I'm talking about bridal spousal love. I deal with these kids all the time, and it's so sweet, and I love it because I was one too. Just a baby getting married. Didn't have anything, no wit, no nothing. But yet God saw fit that He brought me, praise the Lord, my mate. Amen. And it was so awesome that you fall in love. And that's everything. And when you're in love, you don't need anything else. When you're truly in love, now, I get this because we have to go counsel, you know. Job helps. Got a place to live? And it's cute. But take that, not just in a sense, well, that's foolish talk. No, actually, let it encourage your heart. Maybe you've been in foolish talk so long, you've grown cold in the love of God and need some romance in the things of the Lord in your life. Amen? Because when you have that love and that abundance of love, you've got it all. And in your relationships, with your kids, with your home, everything it is, it's so abounding, brothers and sisters, that sincerity of the love of God. Oh, praise His name. And see, I believe this very sincerely, hallelujah, that this only happens in its height when the bridal love of God is fully embraced. See, the bridal love, you hear this. When you come into this meeting, praise His name, not to commend the meeting, any speakers or anything, but just the faithfulness of God. Yes, Brother Paul said, I withheld nothing. I didn't hold anything back. We're going to get together. You're going to hear the strong meat of the word. We could hear fluff and stuff, but you're not going to go anywhere with that. It's going to rob you. It's going to starve you. You could have things that look so big, but you get into them. Brother Hill used to talk about cotton candy. Oh, it looks so huge. And it's going to fill me up. And after you ate that, you got a headache and your stomach still was empty. It's the truth. But to have substance and by the grace of God and to chew on it. And thank the Lord that you grow in it. And thanks be to God, this is what happens when you begin to feast upon the bridal love and fully embrace it. That's when your life will truly transform. You talk about a renewing of your mind. There's a chastening of our hearts that goes on. That our life with Christ doesn't, it even supersedes a reasonable service. Our life becomes a joy unspeakable and full of glory privilege. Did you hear that? A joy unspeakable and full of glory privilege, Lord, to honor you, to willingly and joyfully live the beauty of the gospel of Christ and His bride. Oh, amen. And then, oh, you talk about sincerity. I believe, hallelujah, then this ministering of sincerity truly comes into our lives. Ministering of humility. Amen. You think about the more you truly go on, and I'm talking about a zeal, but according to knowledge. I'm talking about not just knowledge that puffs up, but that love that edifies. Edifying love. As you go on with the Lord, there's a lowliness that happens in your life. Amen. There's a true humility that becomes your testimony. I thank the Lord. And I've seen it change my life. I've seen it change many people's lives. You know the ones that are right all the time? I know that's not you. But you know the ones that are never wrong? My wife lives with one. No, I'm just teasing. But what happens so sweetly, is you begin to admit when you're wrong. And it doesn't take you a long time. You just say, no, I was wrong. And then not only were you wrong, but you're wrong in a joyfulness. And when you're joyfully wrong, you know what happens? The love of God will change you. Yes, you will. Yes. There'll be a tenderness, praise God. And those are the things of sincerity that works in our life. You become a spiritual one that restores brethren that are having a hard time. Let's just be honest. That restores a brother that's in a fault as opposed to trying to destroy them. I thank God for a testimony from a sweet lady here in the meeting. One of her little chicks, you know, her children got hurt really severely. And she was going to, you know, right that wrong. And by the time she confronted that person, she was ministering truth and they gave their heart to God. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. But see, this is sincerity. Because see, sincerity, brothers and sisters, endures the chastening as His sons. It does. It endures ridicule. It endures shame. It endures rejection. Always knowing, no matter what life throws at us, it's not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. It doesn't matter what goes down. It does not matter, praise the Lord, because I know my God has got it. And I know if he be for me, who could be against me? And as we wrap this up, that's exactly what this is. It's about the glory. The glory, brothers and sisters. Christ in you, we hear this verse often. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that glory, praise God, is the pinnacle of all the sincerity, because that is the final and ultimate meaning of this sincere, means clear to the light. Transparent, brothers and sisters. We have to turn over to Revelation 21. You go over to Revelation 21. Here is the transparent glory in the masterpiece of his grace that we see descending from heaven. Praise his name. And in verse 9, we pick it up there where it says, "Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. That's transparent glory, brothers and sisters. That's who she is. And I can see the smile and the twinkle in your eye today, and I'm thanking the Lord. He has put it there. But if we are to be his bride, praise God, if we are to be the transparent ones over there, by the grace of God, we need to be living that transparency right now over here. Oh, yes. Doesn't just flip on over there. It says in the word of God that the wife hath made herself ready. She abides a readied wife. And praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, that transparency speaks of something and one thing only. All you see is him. See, there be no glory but of him. And that's the beautiful thing about the bride of Christ. She's just filled with all the fullness of him. So that's all you see is him. So what it is it's a life, praise God, that all you do is you see him. Your life is not about you. And I want to testify to you, by the grace of God, as I've gone through life, and time again, we, you know, just because we're flesh, we drift off that my life's about me, and then he goes, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's not. Those are called the thumpings of life. But there's nothing sweeter and nothing better to know that, Lord, my life, praise God, is you. My life is you. That's the only life there is. And as you live that life more and more and more and more, you will realize how abundant life can be. Because it's him. That's what's so marvelous about this. It is the working of him. You become a vessel, praise God, that is all about the love of him. You become a vessel, praise God, that people see the forgiveness of him. You become a vessel, praise God, that people see the lowliness of him. They see the power of Christ, the power, hallelujah, to rise up from failure. Do you realize, brothers and sisters, that, you know what, we're a group of failures. We really are. Oh, don't think too highly of yourselves than you ought. And let's not do that. Let's not do that. Now, what I mean by that is by the grace of God, there's a ministering in that. He came to the needy. He came to the lowly. He came to the ones, praise God, that were the cast-offs. And he said, in no wise will I cast you out. Amen? So in that, as he comes to us, brothers and sisters, and he delights, praise the Lord. See, he delights in his grace. He delights in his mercy. So who is going to receive that? Ones that are lowly. Ones that realize that they're needy. By the grace of God, do you understand what lights and an encouragement each and every one of us are in this meeting? Praise God. You're in a situation in your life right now, by the grace of God, where things didn't work out right, where maybe you sown some seed for a long time, and you know what? It wasn't the right kind. But people see. People that love the Lord see you turning to God. Do you know there's not anything more encouraging really to a life You know, what do people not get about the story of the prodigal son? What do people not get about the heart of the father that was waiting for that son all his life? That's all that father was waiting for. Everything about that kingdom was prepared for one thing, that son to come home. And those that were in tune with the kingdom, that were in tune, praise God, with that love, that godly sincerity, you know what they were in tune with? The father's heart waiting for that son to come home. The only one that wasn't was his other son. That was all about himself. All about his good walk. All about his dirty faithfulness. And you saw how dirty it was exposed. He had no love. He had no compassion. He had no passion. Praise the Lord. He's getting something done today. Praise his name. So brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. This is this wonderful power of our Lord. This transparency, praise God, that causes us to rise up from failure and to rise up from guilt. Rise up, praise the Lord, in that power. And then when the Lord even has you abounding, and I thank the Lord, you know what? He said, not many mighty, not many wise. I thank the Lord for the testimony in those that God has given gain to in this life that still say, all glory be to God. Isn't it wonderful? Can we not love the body of Christ? Why do I have to say, well, I'm just going to love the elbow part or just the knee? Isn't that ridiculous? I thank God for all my body. I haven't seen many parts of it, probably don't want to, but I'm thankful I got it all. It works, and it works together. Amen? Hallelujah. God help us. I might have to throw some stuff out here to really make you embarrassed here, huh? But that's the sincerity that Paul is speaking of. Brothers and sisters, he must increase. He must increase. I must decrease. The sincerity of Paul that Christ would live in me. The sincerity of Paul that I would be found only in him, only having his righteousness. Now, once again, I'll tell you this. For those that might still be thinking, well, does this mean I don't have a life? It's actually the complete opposite. This is your life. Matter of fact, this is the only life. As a matter of fact, this is the abundant life. Because it's all about him. When your life truly begins to live that thankfulness of the praise and the glory to God in every downsetting and uprising. Now listen to this. People don't get this. Do you praise the Lord and give him glory for your failure? Not that he's the reason for your failure, but do you praise him in the failure? I didn't hear enough. That's your problem. Did he not say thank him in all things? Can you not say thank you, Jesus, that even when I'm not doing right, but yet I'm thinking of you by the grace of God to stop this nonsense? Should you not be thankful? Come on. I guess he only deals with me because I'm just the one that needs to be dealt with. Do you got godly sincerity today or are you still just stuck? Come on. Come on, it's time. Whom he has made free is free indeed. Do you praise him for every bit of your life? Because every bit of your life's got you sitting in here today. You hear that over and over and over, but you've got to get that. Everything about you. Let me tell you something. You're lacking nothing. Nothing. Each and every one of us individually lacks nothing. You can think that you were deprived or you didn't have this or you didn't have that. You got Jesus. You've got everything. You are hearing, hallelujah, the whole counsel of the Word of God. You are rich beyond measure. You have grace abounding in your life. And you are getting ready, if you'll believe it, for the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness to us who believe in the glory of the Lord. That's how incredible this is. But yet, if you're going to stuck in this, oh, about me life, and you can tell, you can say, oh, well, Pastor, you don't have any compassion at all. I do have compassion for you. I got compassion. You need the Lord. You need to break free from this life. Let me tell you something. You're a child of God. You ain't from here. You're visiting. You are a citizen of heaven. You are seated in the heavens in Christ. My goodness, brothers and sisters, you are just here to fight the good fight of faith. You are the inheritance of the living God. You are His eternal gain. You are His love. You are His family. You are His sons. Do you get this? Hallelujah! Oh, I love Him! I love Him! Thank you, Jesus! Oh, thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Lord, wake us up! Wake us up! Oh, God, please, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that we be all pleasing to you. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. While every head is bowed, it's just time to come pray. Jesus, it's all because of you. Lord, you're so good to us. Lord, thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for your word and work it effectually, God, because you give us the faith to believe in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. It's time to pray. It's time to pray.